Welcome, power users, to the... Wait, shit, what episode are we on? Seven?
Let's say nine.
Okay, the ninth episode of the MS Power User Gamescast. Alex, do you want to give us a little Gamescast?
Gamescast!
There we go.
My voice always fucks up when it's time to scream.
It's true.
Gamescast.
You sound like a toddler.
It's not words I can physically say.
None of us have heard this at the moment, but by the time this goes up, we will actually have, like, our intro music thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, a little background on that, we got a Halo fan composer called Alex G to create just, like, a little 20-second podcast intro thing. And, I mean, I've heard it, but you haven't.
It better be good.
I'll say, how do I describe it? It sounds like BBC News, but... less Tory and not shit.
The BBC but less Tory is perfect. That's exactly what you want.
So Alex, it's not just me and you here today.
No, we have another.
We do. We have a third member. Cade Onder of GameZone, which is today saw its best ever readership numbers, I think.
Yesterday, but I mean, at the time of recording, it's looking like it could also do that. Yeah, I mean, not the best ever, but the best in like 5 years. So pretty great. it is the best month we've had in many years as well. We cracked 1 million today, which is very exciting. I'm very proud. I woke up and saw that, and it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, we've just been doing worse and worse this past year. It's very fun.
Yeah, I mean, it goes that way sometimes, man. Like, I'll be honest, like, it was looking for a while, you know, earlier this year, I was like, oh, God, this is not pleasant. But, you know, we did some things, moved some things around, changed the O's and zero, or the zero and ones. And
having the O's there, that was a bit bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's too many O's. It's like SpaghettiOs, and we're on track. We've just been doing better and better each month since like July, and we're hopefully not peaking now. we're really good, so it's exciting.
You peak at 21, Cade.
That's what I hear. I got one more year left in me.
Yeah, I definitely peaked at 21. Isn't that upsetting?
We're long past
peak. So I think all three of us have had some experience with next-gen consoles now. Positives and maybe negatives, I'm not sure. Cade, I did want to ask you, as the only PS5 owner in the group chat, have you experienced any nasty bugs?
On the PS5?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I published my review of it today, and I don't know, nasty, but definitely eyebrow raising, you know, stuff like just the console turning itself off.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, maybe you consider that like a feature, you know, you're just like, I've been playing for too long. It's telling me to stop. But, you know, when you're on round 25 and zombies and all of a sudden it shuts off and you're like, cool. It's a little annoying. That's probably the biggest issue I've had. I did have an issue today too while I was trying to get screenshots for my review.
Yeah.
Where if HDR is on, it won't look good.
Oh, it's are like they too the dark? Screenshots are
dim. Yeah.
Yeah, Xbox has that issue as well. It's had it for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that when I was playing Black Ops Cold War, I was recording this video and it was so ugly. I could not see a thing. Like the level was already really dark, but in the video it was even worse. But yeah, it's stuff like that. You know, we also had an issue. One of my other writers, when we got the PlayStation 5, he couldn't upgrade Spider-Man Miles Morales or Sackboy to the PS5 versions.
Yeah,
like it just wouldn't let him, which doesn't make any sense. Because he had the PS4 version, so you couldn't do that. So Sony gave us extra codes to use for that, which was nice.
Wait, so like you had the cross-gen code because Sackboy and Miles are both cross-gen, right? They should carry over?
Correct.
And then they just went, oh, that doesn't work. We'll just give you a PS5 code.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't make any sense because like that is a game that you don't need to buy like another version or like a special version. You know, like Call of Duty has like the cross-gen version. Like every version of Miles Morales should just work.
Yeah.
But it didn't. And then probably the weirdest one I have, I feel like, is I am pretty sure it's like this for everyone who has it like this, but when you go to play Black Ops Cold War, it has four different versions that you can download. There's the PS5 version, the PS4 version, the PS4 beta, the PS4 alpha.
Okay.
And it does not tell you which one's which besides the PS5 version. It tells you that's the PS5 version. But if you, for whatever reason, do want to play the PlayStation 4 version, you kind of have to do some Russian roulette and just hope that you fucking find it, because otherwise you're going to be picking blindly. And also, when you download the game, it'll install all of those. When you download, yeah. So I redeemed my Black Ops code, and it was like, all right, installing PS5, PS4, beta, and the alpha. And I'm like, only need one. Thank you. That's okay.
Two of those are unplayable.
I'm like, I can load the menu, I'm sure, but that's not, I don't need 30 gigabytes of my hard drive used for a menu.
I had
stuff like that.
I had the Doom 2016 beta installed on my Xbox until like last year. I just didn't want to get rid of it.
Why?
I don't know.
Didn't want to get rid of it. You're like, I'm sentimental over this.
Really sentimental. I stole someone's code from their Wolfenstein the First Order copy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. I just took it out. I was like, that's mine now.
I forgot about that.
So, Alex, you've been using a next-gen console that I don't think either of us have access to, and that's the Xbox Series S.
It's true. I do have that tiny little box.
And you enjoyed it, and you put it next to a lemon.
I did. I love that lemon. I miss it every day.
Yeah, you didn't eat it.
No, I couldn't bring myself to eat it. It was too good. It was too good of a lemon to do that to it. But the console is also pretty good. I wouldn't eat the console either. It's a bit hard.
We were told, I was told that I was allowed to taste test the Series S, but before then, everyone was being told not to. And I don't know why, but reviewers were actually being told to not lick their Series X consoles.
Oh, that's, that's concerning, I feel like. I guess, obviously you shouldn't lick it in the first place, probably, but if they're telling you not to, that's, and not the Xbox Series X, they're just like, do not lick the S. Like, that's concerning. Is there something wrong with it? It's got radiation inside of it.
It's all those teraflops.
Yeah, all the teraflops, they will fuck your tongue up.
So, Alex, you've been playing Valhalla.
I have.
And Forza.
I have. And Watch Dogs. Have we got any of those reviews out? I don't know if we have.
We got Assassin's Creed up.
Oh, that's great. That's one of them.
Yeah. But, so you noted that it was only 30 FPS compared to every other console. Well, today they did add a 60... No, yesterday they added a 60 FPS mode.
They did. It looks pretty good. I played a little bit of it in 60 FPS, and I honestly don't care. Like, the 30 FPS is smooth, and it looks good enough that I'm not like, oh, this is noticeably choppy.
Yeah.
So, when it's in 60 FPS, like, it's the similar thing. Like, you only notice it some of the time, and the rest of it's just smooth.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't give a shit. It looks good. That's all I care about.
I'm not a big frame rate guy, or at least wasn't, but going from playing that game on my 1X, which is 30, and then jumping over to the Series X, which is 60, it was a noticeable leap for me. I actually really liked it. and it did feel much smoother, and I liked how much smoother it felt. Like, it was a noticeable increase for me personally. I think that also just, it's one of those things where it adds on top of, you know, other things. Like, it looks like it's a better looking game just in general on Series X. It loads faster and all that stuff. But I actually was like really impressed by how smooth it was on Series X, and I haven't played much of it, but I do look forward to getting some time so I can kind of sink my teeth into it at that frame rate.
Do you have the PS5 version? Because I think Ubisoft did like a cross platform save thing.
Yeah, I don't have it, but yes, yeah, you can continue your save on PS5 and PC. It's very seamless. It's through that Ubisoft Connect thing that they just did, the new Uplay.
See, I don't really want to have like anything like Ubisoft related, but that sounds pretty fucking neat.
Yeah, it really just depends on, I guess, who you are and if you're going to use it. Like, I guess if you don't have an next-gen console right now,
yeah,
and you have a PS4 or an Xbox One and you decide to go opposite platforms in the coming months, that's probably really useful, because then you can play all the DLC and stuff without having to start a new game, which is really nice. You know, how much will that feature be used, you know, a year from now is up in the air, but it's still a nice thing to just have. Like, as someone who reviews games, I do find myself sometimes with two versions of the same game, but I'm like, I don't want to play
both,
like, the start of the game again. Like, it's nice that I can just jump back and forth. It was like that for Black Ops Cold War. I, you know, the single player doesn't carry over, but the multiplayer does.
Oh, thank God.
So I can jump between platforms and test the different, you know, features of the consoles without losing any of my guns and stats and all that, which is really nice.
Yeah, I think it's best for people with PCs, because other than, yeah, like, reviewers, I'm not sure how many people are going to have both consoles. And like, they're surely going to have...
Not many people are going to have the code, like, pre-release for both consoles,
yeah,
at least, so... But it's, yeah, only now that people have them.
Between PC and consoles, I think you're going to get a lot more cross between of someone who might have played a game first on console and then picks it up later on Steam or something in a sale.
Sure.
And then, right, it's like, I mean, I've played games a lot of the time where you just don't want to be sitting at your desk playing a game. And, yeah, it's like, I'd much rather be sat back on a sofa with a controller in hand than like bolt upright doing things properly. So to have the option to be like, oh, I'm playing Valhalla, and then I can just fuck off to a couch and then relax with Valhalla instead of like going hard in it, I think is a really
chomping
nice...
Chomping on a lemon.
I do love lemons. It's just a really nice option to be able to do that.
Alex, I just gotta ask, do you fucking eat lemons?
Not like raw. I used to be cooking.
Bro, raw lemon. You cook it?
You can cook, like, you can cook lemons and eat them.
Yeah, I know, you can, like...
Really?
I've never eaten, like, a bit of a lemon. I've used lemon juice. I've never eaten lemon.
You could take a cheeky bite of lemon. It's all right. Don't eat the
peel.
I'm
not going to bite a lemon.
Don't eat the peel, but just have the rest of it. It's nice.
I can't imagine doing anything like that, honestly. I'm not crazy enough. Listen, quarantine hasn't gotten to me that bad yet.
quarantine.
Trying new food.
Quarantine's getting bad to some people. I saw people thirsting over the dad from Finding Nemo.
I saw that too. Yeah, people are fucking weird, man.
His name's like... fucking Marvin. Who wants to fuck a guy named Marvin?
It's not even Marvin, it's Marlin.
Marlin?
Yeah, it's even worse.
Oh my god, the V was the only sexy part about it, and they took it out.
It is Marlin.
Yep, Marlin, yep.
Fact checker, Kate. This is great.
Yeah, I'm always on top of it, don't worry.
So one feature of the next gen consoles that Kate and I have that you don't, Alex, is we got a disc drive.
You do. I don't. I say I don't care for the disc drive. I'm installing Forza 7 at the moment because fuck it, why not? And I now have like 30 gig of space left on my Series S.
Well, it's okay, because if you were to use the disc, it wouldn't give you much.
But it would be that little bit more, which is all I need.
What does it have? A 1 terabyte hard drive?
It has a 512 gig SSD, which gives you 364 gigs of usable space, I think.
Oh my goodness.
because of quick resume and stuff, a lot of it gets taken out, which is really cool. Yeah. Apart from when you want to have the 5 games installed on your hard drive that could actually take advantage of the feature.
Yeah.
Also, I've noticed that quick resume. No Call of Duty. I've noticed that quick resume doesn't really work on a lot of games that I would use it on.
No. It's very strange.
Yeah. For example, Dragon Quest XI, the demo, not the full game, can't talk about that. that doesn't use quick resume. Dead Rising, like none of the Dead Rising games use quick resume.
Is that just because with the demo for Dragon's Quest, because it's definitely not out yet, is that just because it's pre-release though? Because when I was, the pre-release stuff I had for the Series S, up until like a day and a half before launch, was utter garbage.
I just want to put it out there. The demo is out. All right.
Oh, okay.
Anyone can play the demo. So I'm not sure about the full game, Alex, but the demo is out.
there are games that are out though. I'm saving you right now that do not make use of the quick resume, like NBA doesn't.
Watch Dogs
Call
doesn't,
of Duty
right?
Doesn't. I think
Watch Dogs
it,
did. They disabled it.
Oh.
Okay, cool. Then it must have been giving them some issues for some reason. But Microsoft sent me a bunch of games with my Series X. They're like, here's like all of like the big fall releases.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. And like a lot of them don't make use of quick resume. Like NBA was one of them. And I might be. I think Dirt 5 doesn't either.
That's another one that did.
Yeah, I think my Dirt 5 did when I played it.
It does. Yeah, you're right. Because I remember. Yeah, that was in the like they were doing that for previews, yeah. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't anymore.
And here's the thing: if you don't update your Xbox, they'll still work.
What the fuck?
Yeah, okay, I think like they have to be connected to the internet to be like, oh no.
But I swear you've always got to be connected to the internet now, though. Like. Whenever I've tried to play stuff offline, it's just like, nah, connect to the internet.
Oh, that's because your Xbox, your home Xbox is set to your old Xbox One, Alex.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so you gotta go into your settings and be like, this is the one that I'm going to use from now on because the other one is completely useless.
But yeah, like it was so interesting to see this hard push for quick resume and then watching all these videos leading up to launch of like people with their preview units and they're like, look how quickly they can jump between every game. And like there was no real mention of like there are certain games that can't do it. And if there was, it was probably like undersold. You know, it's probably just like there's like one or two that don't work.
Yeah, I believe it was like you can have 5 Xbox One to original Xbox games in quick resume, or you can have 3 next gen games.
Someone got all the way up to 10.
Really? Well, that wasn't in the specified limit
I
in
guess
the
it,
email
I guess
we were sent.
Depends on how much it has to cache in order to.
I think so. Yeah.
Bring it back.
Probably.
So if
yeah.
you're running like
I imagine
really
they're
old games, it might just work better.
Yeah. It was someone from Game Informer, because I was listening to their podcast, and I think they said they got 9 or 10 running simultaneously, and that was surprising to hear. Yeah, it is, but obviously, like, you know, if you're playing, like, can you imagine if you're playing a game, and then you don't come back to it for, like, 4 months,
yeah,
and then you just go back, and it's just boom. You're
it
back.
Does, it honestly like, feels wrong to use because I'm in the habit of like turning everything off, like at the wall and everything. And then when I don't, and it's just like, oh, I guess I'll play some more Assassin's Creed. And I'm just halfway in the middle of something. It's like, did I leave the console on all night? Did I forget to turn it off? And it's just like, no, I just didn't have. Like, as long as it's got any power, it'll just keep it saved.
I've had a really similar situation as well because I've been playing Yakuza 7. Which I played on 1X and then moved over to Series X, and I didn't see much of an upgrade apart from like obviously the doubled frame rate. But quick resume on that, I'll turn the Xbox on, and Yakuza has never left quick resume. Apart from the time where I did like fully turn off my Xbox to be like, how fast does it actually boot? And it's like, it takes 2 seconds more just because it's got a fucking boot screen that it wants to shove in your face. So, quick resume when it works is pretty good, but half of the time doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when it was pre-release as well, I had problems with it occasionally.
Yeah,
where it
games would just drop out.
Yeah, it would,
and it doesn't tell you which games are in quick resume.
Oh, this is fine, everything's working, and then you'd like take 2 steps, and it's like, whoops, crash, not allowed. Please restart. I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, it seems like I don't know what happened, because obviously it seemed to be working just fine, like in October or whatever, but. Something must have happened since then, or maybe just like it just wasn't where they needed it to be, which is frustrating, right? Because that's one of the, again, that's one of the big features they've been selling.
Yeah.
And for that to just largely not work.
And let's be fair.
It's disappointing.
All they've been selling to us are features.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Halo Infinite doesn't exist right now. Like, we don't know much about it. That we saw a gameplay demo and it's back under
development hell. And that's all we need.
It's all we need.
Why isn't Craig on the box?
That was enough for me to buy a Series X. you imagine, in fact, you know how it has Master Chief on the back of the Series X? It was just Craig.
They should have hidden a little one.
Just Craig under the helmet.
They
like...
I imagine those boxes were probably already like made or something.
I believe they were, because they showed the boxes off like after when they revealed the release date, maybe?
I think so.
They were like, here's what the box looks like that you won't be getting because we don't have any left.
But yeah, like, again, like, quick resume is just, like, it's such a cool idea, and when it does work, it is cool, but I always feel like most of the games I play don't take advantage of it.
Yeah, there's very little need, usually, to quick swap between two games on the fly.
Yeah, but I would have loved quick resume between Yakuza and the Dragon Quest demo. Because, both of them are big games.
It feels like not necessarily useful right now because so many games don't take advantage of it. So that, like, I don't know. I maybe see the quick resume thing every few days after playing several games, you know, like I won't see it for a little while. And I'm like, oh yeah, that exists. I imagine like a year, hopefully they'll have, you know, a lot of that figured out and more of those games will take advantage of it. But right now it's like, one of your key features doesn't work.
And especially at the moment, it's a much harder sell without games fully using it. Because, especially on the Series S, it's like, hey, we took away a lot of your hard drive, and now, like, we're not giving you much in return for it. And
I'm just buy, like, us, buy our memory card, bitch.
I just want the more hard drive space.
I
understand it's what made it cheap,
I think it should be... I think it should be a toggle, right? To be like, do you want quick resume or not?
Be,
it's like, I don't,
it must be
I don't want
differently.
It.
Like, I think the drive is... And I'm sure you could just like turn it off to be like, I never want quick resume. Please format my drive for games. But I assume it's just a thing done in the factory. But they could...
Probably.
I don't know. It makes me sad. I want more hard drive space.
It does, yeah.
I think... Like, I know, like, the reason it's there is because it's like, but with Game Pass, you're going to be, like, trying all these games and, like, jumping between them. But I feel like the most useful case for it is, like, people like us, like, reviewers.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, always juggling more than one game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
you know, I guess the... I don't know, because, like, multiplayer games aren't going to make any real use out of it. Obviously, you can get to, like, a lobby, probably, but, like, you know, games kick you out if you're inactive. GTA 5 will kick you out if you just stand there for, like, 10 minutes. So, you know, a lot of those games, they won't make use of it in that way. It's really for, I guess, big open-world single-player games. You know, I know we're talking about Xbox, but, like, with PlayStation 5, it doesn't have quick resume. But it might as well, in a way, because with those activity card things where you can just boot up the game, it takes 30 seconds or less, and it'll put you right at where you need to be, which is maybe even more advantageous than quick resume, simply just because it's not where you left off, it's where you want to leave off.
Yeah.
You know, like
it's
using that was
it's not about cool. where you get off, it's about when you get off.
Yeah.
I honestly think quick resume's diminished itself a bit by being on such fast SSD hardware. Like,
yeah,
even if you like turn off your console completely, like I do most of the time, like games barely take like 10-15 seconds to boot up to the main menu or wherever you were before. And to be like, mm-hmm. oh, I could have saved 3 seconds if I used quick resume and left the console on, it's like, I don't give a shit about that. Like, if it was still like old console load times, where when I was doing a Dirt 5, when I was playing Dirt 5, we'd actually review it, the load time was like 40 seconds just to get into a race. And to boot up, it just took fucking forever. So basically, that cutout would have been great. But now on Series S and Series X, it's just like there aren't any load times in the first place.
One thing about the Series X that I'm loving is on the One X, and I guess the Xbox One as well, but I haven't used one of those for years. When you like turn on your Xbox and immediately open a game, it would always crash the game for me. Did you ever get that, Kate?
Yep.
Every single time, the first time I opened something, it would crash, and it would be like, "Oh, getting your game ready." I have never seen that now.
No, there are a lot of quality of life improvements with the Series X. Just I don't know if that happened every single time, but it happened frequently enough for me to immediately know what you were talking about. Yeah. And Series X makes stuff faster, but also just easier, because like I've definitely had some errors where like I'm launching a game through Quick Resume, and because it's not just trying to launch the game, it's trying to pick up right where I left off, it'll crash. So I have had that, but
I've only
had
one crash so far, and that is my girlfriend was playing The Tourist, and while she was playing, it just crashed. And also, if any of you are playing that game, save the fucking game, because it has no autosave.
Oh, Jesus.
It's 2020.
I know.
What are we doing?
And it's one of those, like, oh, I'm just walking around kind of doing things kind of games. So it's like, those games, you expect to just save on their own.
Yeah. If it's not something that intentionally, like, is like, you need to get to here to save, like a Dark Souls kind of thing, where it's like, you gotta go to get your little checkpoint if you want it, like... then
no, it's like a light-hearted puzzle thing.
Tourist is heavily Dark Souls inspired. Just halfway through the game, it's just suddenly Demon Souls starts opening.
There's just a giant monster that comes out of the ground, a giant
like
axe.
Body horror.
That's where they hid. That's where they hid the Xbox port of Demon Souls. It's in the Tourist. I don't think there's like a single killer app on the Xbox at the moment. For the
no,
oh wait,
there's not a singular.
Maybe Gears Tactics.
I haven't played it yet. I want
there's
to.
Nothing,
Gears
Tactics
but,
is really good. New on the Xbox. Like it doesn't have a single exclusive, does it? To the Series S or X.
I mean, like
not to the Series X yet. The medium was
there
supposed
is
to be.
One. There is one.
Is there?
Yeah. It's called Enlisted.
What the fuck is Enlisted?
It's a game preview game, but it's on Series X and PC. I'll be very honest, it's not very good. it's okay, so imagine like Battlefield 5 or like one of the Call of Duty World War II games, and it's like that in the multiplayer of that. So there's a lot of, you know,
this looks like
people
ass.
With it. Okay, so the someone when the Series X came out, I was just looking for something to play, and another guy I know who reviews games was like, I just got this code for this game called Enlisted, it looks really cool. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I looked it up and I was like, oh, I kind of want to play this. Who do I reach out to? And he gave me an email, and I reached out to them, and they responded back really quickly and gave me a code. Then I played it, and I was like, "Oh, it's not made for a controller."
And this like, doesn't look like it should be a next gen exclusive, right?
I don't know if it's just what they're targeting in terms of like the potential of that, and they're just like, "This will not work on a Series X or a One X."
To look like shit.
it's something about, like, especially the way it moves on a controller. Like, when you use the stick, it drifts a lot. Like, you just tap it once, your character will move 80 degrees in the other in that direction. Like, you just, you barely move it, and he cannot function right. Like, it is like they just ported, like, a movement of a mouse, you know, like, there's a lot more mobility in a mouse, and was like, put that into a stick. And, like, it does not transfer well at all. It is not pleasant. And it makes it actively challenging to play that game, especially because it's an online game, right? So, like, you're trying to fight against your controller while fighting other players, and it's just fucking nightmare.
I don't know, Cade, because this YouTuber called Monkey Chunks, he says Enlisted on Xbox Series X is pretty good.
Well, well, I trust him implicitly. I mean, like, I can definitely, I would, if it wasn't broken as hell, I would definitely be like, yeah, this is actually a really cool game, because I think there's a lot of potential for it, but it should not, they should not be charging money for people to play it. Like, it's not finished, it's game preview and all that, but, like, it doesn't even feel ready for that kind of thing yet, and I know that that's a whole conversation in and of itself, but, like, I'm just like, ah, man. Do you really want your first impression of people who are, you know, getting codes or buying this game to be like, this thing's ass? Like, just wait until, like, you feel like you're confident enough in your product, and then maybe it's worthwhile.
Yeah, I don't think they should put it on right now, like, console, oof, if they don't have proper console controls nailed down. Because that's just, like, if it doesn't get any good,
it's
then
just
it's
the
just,
sticks, really.
It's just not going to ever be good.
I'm really excited to see what the next gen version of Ark Survival Evolved looks like, because I think when that game came out, Cade, were you and I working at ICXM?
I reviewed it. I reviewed it.
You poor bastard.
Yep.
That Xbox version was rough, and it still is really rough. Obviously a lot better, but not good enough.
I always feel bad for people who are just like, Cade, come play Ark with us. And I'm like,
no.
Like, I'm just like, I can't. And they're like, why don't you like it? And I'm like, have you fucking played it? Like,
I feel like Ark is one of those games you either get really into or you're sane.
Yeah, or you just spend like an hour shitting around the beach and you go, oh, that's it for me.
Yeah, I'm like, money yeah, well that's spent. Really all it is. Oh, let me pick up this rock and break a tree. Like, oh. Like, there are games like The Forest. I like The Forest, which is very similar, but way more fun. Like, it feels like I'm actually getting into things very quickly, and things are more streamlined.
Imagine being the game without rideable dinosaurs and being the better game.
Yeah, like, you really fucked that up, didn't you? I'm being mean, but, like, I had such unpleasant experiences.
So funny. I remember seeing, like, news articles around it of just, like, new players are spawning in and getting put in cages, and there's nothing they can do about it. It's sort of the funniest shit, and it's like, yeah, that's why I don't play Rust.
Yeah, I remember people when the Ark.
Rust.
I think when the pterodactyls came out. Ark, I don't want to think about Ark.
When the pterodactyls came out in Ark Survival Evolved, people just used to fly them on the starting beach, and it would just kill people instantly.
It's a very funny game in terms of how messed up it is, but at the same time, if you want to play it, that humor is lost immediately because you're the one going through it, and you're just like, this isn't fun.
You know,
like,
they made a second game. They made a pirate adventure thing called Atlas, and it has the exact same bugs as Ark.
Oh, God.
What?
Yeah, and you can
how?
So when it came out, you could even access the Ark settings menu.
Oh,
nice.
Ark also has a Nintendo Switch port, by the way.
I've heard.
And it's really bad.
I'm not surprised. I know that Rust is coming to the Xbox. They announced that last year, I think.
Really?
They announced it along with, like, Planet Coaster, which just came out, which is really good on Series X. And
there you go, Alex.
I told you
it'd be good on console.
Yeah, it's actually really solid. Rust is supposed to be coming at some point. They haven't really said much about it since then. That was, like, last November, so
I mean, I guess it's entirely possible that they just never release it. Could be one of those things that's just like, we're doing it.
Yeah,
and
I think
it doesn't happen. Or it could be DayZ.
I think the developer, who's the same developer as Garry's Mod, said that Garry's Mod would be coming to console years ago.
I will look into this right now. But if that game does come to Xbox, Rust, I mean, then that would be really cool. Because that is a game that can work on console. Like, yeah, like, that is a game that definitely is Xbox capable. Yeah. Let's see.
Never mind. Sounds like I'm talking out my ass.
Is it not a thing? Is it not? Do we not get Garry's Mod?
No. Never getting Garry's Mod. Even if they.
Yeah.
Nope.
I didn't think so.
String me up in the gulag. I've lied on a podcast. So maybe we will get Rust.
Yeah, maybe. It seems like no one seems to really know what's going on with Rust right now.
It's probably one of those ones where they had the intention to be like, oh, we can put this on console, and then just nothing happens. And
it's one of those games that just takes like a longer time to port over. Like there's a...
Yeah.
Like Ark should have.
I mean, the cooking simulator game is getting a VR version, and they announced it last December, and they put another trailer out fairly recently, like a couple months ago, but they've not been given like consistent updates or anything, so I'm guessing it's something they really want to do but are encountering that it's actually a lot harder to do what they planned rather than
actually that
like...
developer didn't want to do a VR version, but everyone said, oh, I'll buy the game when a VR version comes out. So they're like, fine, we'll give you a fucking VR version.
Windows Central says that a closed beta for Rust console edition on Xbox One was spotted back in April, and beta players are expected to experience bugs and glitches before the game's full release.
Well, yeah.
So at least they were like on Xbox.
On PC.
But,
like, is it still
a full version? It's a good question.
That game's been in early access since 2009.
It released its full version in February 2018.
Well, that is surprising.
There we go.
Yeah.
When's the last time you played Alex?
Oh, like probably 2016. release date 2018. Probably about 2018.
It says Rust was supposed to come out in 2020. I guess we still have 1 month for that to happen.
I'm thinking it might not hit that release date.
No. I mean, PUBG came out at like the tail end of whatever year that came out on, and it was actually like, I know people have problems with that, but I actually really enjoyed it.
The Xbox port or the PS4 port?
The Xbox port, the PS4 port was a little less stellar.
Well, when the Xbox port released, I bought it. I pre-ordered it. I don't know why. I was just like wrapped up in the hype. I'd be like, oh my god, an Xbox exclusive that isn't Crackdown 3. it was really bad when it came out, like on release day.
It definitely was like... performance-wise, not great.
Yeah,
but
the Coalition fixed it.
Really?
Yeah, Microsoft put the Coalition on PUBG, and
that's awesome.
I guess they used all of the improvements that the Coalition did to make the PS4. They had a 1-year timed exclusivity deal. When it came out, it was broken to fuck. They put their own developers on it, and their timed exclusivity ran out.
It's funny.
So it sounds like PUBG Corp got a really good deal.
Yeah, probably.
So now that we've talked about consoles, we can go into news. And I've got little notes here, and some of them my brain isn't what it used to be. So I'm going to say words, and then Cade's probably more informed. James Bond. IO Interactive?
Shit. Yep.
They announced a James Bond game, Alex.
I did not know this. As you know, I'm shit with news. I live under a big old news rock.
No, you don't. You live in a house.
Nah, that's I got evicted.
I've seen it. It's very nice.
Yeah. James Bond, like, they didn't, like, show really anything. It was just a teaser trailer. But, like, a few hours before IO Interactive said, we're revealing something tomorrow. Tune in.
Yeah, and then everyone on Twitter went, oh, I hope it's a James Bond game.
Yeah, and it turns out that's exactly what it was. Like, I was like, what? I was like, this is wishful thinking. Like, but I hope it's a James Bond game because it'd be fucking awesome. And the second the trailer starts, he loads a... You don't see him. You see, like, the inside of his gun. And you see him load a bullet into the barrel of the gun. And I was like, James Bond. I was like, I know where this is going. They're gonna.
He was like, I know that bullet. That's James's bullet.
I know that bullet. But I knew what they were doing. I was like, they're gonna do the whole like iconic, you know, the whole thing. And sure enough, that's exactly what they did. And especially when I heard the first like musical cue, just the first note, I just knew. I was like, oh my god,
that's James's note.
That's James's note. And so, yeah, it was, I lost my shit, man. I love James Bond. And IO Interactive is like the team that everyone's been like, we need a new James Bond game and they should be the ones to do it. And they're doing it. I don't know how they got that because the people who control the IP are
MGM.
Wildly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And more specifically, the family, the Broccoli family, who are like the producers. They can like overrule MGM because MGM wanted to do a video on demand version of No Time to Die.
Oh,
and they're like, fuck, no, you don't.
But I
no, you don't.
So
and
bad.
They came in and they said, absolutely not. You stop that right now. And so they shut that shit down. So the fact that they're trusting IO to do this, and I think it's going to be like canon to like James Bond lore and stuff because it's his origin story.
He's going to get so many women killed.
He's going to get so many women killed. He's going to drive so many cars. It's going to be great, though. I'm very excited. My biggest question is just like, when can I play it? And
I assume it's coming after Hitman 3.
Cade, Hitman's in January.
What was the planned release date for No Time to Die? Was it in April?
Yeah, it was in April. Oh. I mean, it had several release dates before that even. Like, it was supposed to come out, I think, on Valentine's Day. But they, like, that was a production delay. You know,
well, April saw a very, very sharp decline in MGM stocks.
I'm not surprised, yeah. Because they were the first one to move. They were, because we shut down in, like, March, right? So, like, I remember tickets went on sale, and I was really weirded out because I'm like, why can't I get tickets? Because usually my theater is, like, very quick. They're on it. They'll usually put tickets up with everyone else. But I couldn't get tickets to it. I'm like, what's going on? And so tickets went on sale for a lot of other places. And then, like, a couple of days later, they're like, we're delaying the movie to November. And I was like, cool.
God, I wish that this happened back in December instead, so I wouldn't have had to see Rise of Skywalker.
Honestly, like, that. Imagine if they just had more time to just fucking, like, do something with that movie. Like, even if it was just in the editing room, like, fucking figure it out.
Oh, God, we could have remember that fucking movie.
Would have made the whole thing worth it.
I know. So I can't stop. Every Friday when I watch The Mandalorian, I'm like, that was some pretty good Star Wars. And then I go, I back out. And then the banner on Disney Plus is like, how about you watch The Rise of Skywalker? And then I'm like, no!
It's like the opening 5 minutes of that film. They were just like, okay, we've got an hour and a half worth of plot here. How quick can we put this in? It's so fucking just like, shot, 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 law, 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 law.
I watched a triple bill of those movies.
Oh, you poor soul.
Oh, God. That's unfortunate.
And I watched The Force Awakens. I was like, whatever. It's okay.
Yeah.
I watched The Last Jedi. I was like, yeah, this is some good-ass Star Wars. And then
remember
Rise of Skywalker.
Remember when they killed Chewbacca and then brought him back not even like 5 minutes later?
Yeah, it's like a couple seconds afterwards, isn't it? He's just like in a fucking
hallway.
It's
literally the next scene. Yeah, they're like, oh my god, they fucking killed Chewbacca. And then off screen or in another scene, he's like, I'm alive! But everyone
okay.
else in the movie
he flies now.
Have that information. Yeah, he's on a,
he's
different,
on a
ship.
Different ship that
doesn't
wasn't that we never saw.
Mm-hmm.
How did
we
you not see it? It's massive.
And then we have to sit with those characters, Rey and all of them, and they have no idea he's alive, and so they're mourning him, and we have to sit with them and be like, okay, there is no reason for me to care about your feelings right now because we are on completely different pages. I know he's still alive. You're like, what are we gonna do without your body?
I fright him.
And I'm like. I'm like, I don't care. Like, you could have at least waited, like, just a little bit to, like, do this reveal if you're gonna fucking.
I mean, that's been a thing for, like, a while, though, with the Superman film, whichever one where he died.
Batman v Superman.
Yeah, that one. Because in, like, the original, back in the day, in the good old days, when it happened the first time, they just let him fucking die. And it took ages for them to be, like. Oh, by the way, Superman's back, and we're actually gonna like, he's not dead. He's not canon dead. He's alive. And then in the Batman vs Superman, it's literally like an end credit scene where
it's confirmed
that he's like, oh, he's totally alive.
My favorite part about that is he wasn't alive. Yeah. In Justice League, he's not like none of that makes any sense.
Joss Whedon's Justice League
casket. Yeah. The dirt rises up off of his casket at the end of Batman vs. Superman and be like, ooh, maybe he's alive. But then in the next movie, they have to dig up his body. He's fucking dead, like, as shit. And they have to, like, use magic to revive him. There was nothing about him that was alive.
Yeah, he was mega dead.
They did it the wrong way around. I know they couldn't have had the impact, because obviously if it's like, oh, they killed Superman, but don't
worry. He was faking his death,
man. In the comics, he comes back. But it's still like they could at least, try
like,
and
at least
sell
pretend.
It. Yeah,
honestly, it should have been super. Yeah, it should have been Man of Steel, Man of Steel 2, then Batman v Superman.
Yep.
Like, if you're gonna kill him at the end, you need
and
more
then,
than one movie.
I agree. We should have had more films with Henry Cavill.
I think so.
Yeah.
God, I love
like,
that man.
Don't even give him a suit on the second movie.
Just him.
Who needs one?
Around.
Yeah.
It's not even
those,
like an actual Superman film.
I mean, like,
it's just
gone,
the day-to-day life.
They could have gone the Smallville route.
The Smallville route? Oh my
god!
I mean,
like, literally that. Yeah, like where they just do not. They're like, we're not gonna call you Superman until season 8, and at the last scene of the show, we'll let you wear the costume.
He doesn't. It's like mostly CGI as well. There's like one shot of Tom Welling in the costume.
But
I mean, you're right though. I do too.
You're right though. Like Infinity War, we all know that those characters are coming back, but
one of them made you
feel like they lost. And but like
one of them,
all those characters that did die, a prune.
Yeah, Captain America, he's old though.
Who?
No, I'm talking about. Oh.
Well, that's not very nice. I thought you were talking about Iron Man.
I was surprised you were laughing at my joke in very poor taste.
No.
Yeah, I was like, I thought you were talking about Iron Man. No, I was
like,
Black like,
Widow,
oh, God,
I guess.
No, I feel...
Several people aren't coming back then.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. Black Panther's
yeah,
on
an like,
extended
movie...
vacation.
Yes, unfortunately.
I think that's what they're going to do for the sequel. They're just going to be like, he's off.
Well, they're apparently going into production on that movie in June. Like they're just like they're doing something. I think Shuri, the little girl,
I think
she's
that was
gonna
something
be
that happened
I don't know
in
how
the
old
comics.
She is.
Yeah, she's Black Panther now, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm just
they're gonna just I don't know how you explain that though. Like I'm like did he
I
die
mean,
off
I think
screen?
Like the most tasteful
like, what's
thing
gonna, I don't
since
know.
We're a movie podcast now, I think the most tasteful thing
we've gotten so far off
is
track.
Just having him like, be dead at the start of the film and be like, we're all very sad about it, but here is the new way we're going forwards, rather than being like, oh, we CG'd him in and he's gonna pass the torch, because that just feels distasteful.
It doesn't sound like they're gonna do they said they probably won't do anything digital like that. I mean,
it'll probably just be like, yeah, they just go and say he something happened and he's no longer with us or something. I don't know. I don't envy that position, because that was the problem they had with Rise of Skywalker, and they kind of got around it by having some old footage they could use.
The Carrie Fisher part was like the rest of the movie was so bad that it didn't matter.
No, like it didn't seem that off. Like, there was definitely some weird parts where you could definitely tell, like, Rey was not talking to Princess Leia. Like, they were on like two different wavelengths in a way, which I don't blame Daisy Ridley for that, because like she can't act to that. Yeah. You know, there's no way for a scene to work that way. But
yeah, maybe that's why Rey has Luke's lightsaber. Because they were like, well, we got footage of Carrie Fisher holding the lightsaber, but that lightsaber is destroyed. Nah, it's
that
not.
Makes sense.
I honestly don't remember Carrie Fisher being in that film, because I can't have any memories of her past her being a Superman space grandma.
She was like, Mary Poppins. Well,
it's that point, and it's just blank. Nothing else.
Yeah, I did not like that.
Honestly, I love The Last Jedi, but I fucking hate that scene.
That seems weird. I remember when Kylo Ren's about to die and it kills Princess Leia for some reason.
So yeah, so Rey killed Princess Leia then.
I guess. Like, I don't know. Like,
she did,
it doesn't
stab
make a lot of sense.
Kylo Ren right through the gut.
Yeah. And so that somehow killed a woman that was on a different planet. Which I don't
because she summoned the ghost of Han Solo.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Anyway, let's go back to games.
The James Bond game looks sounds pretty interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about it.
So often, like,
we don't know anything about it. It's just Hitman, though, with... I would honestly love it to be just Daniel Craig in the first 5 minutes of that game shaving his head bald, and then it's just Hitman 3. Like, it's just like
he puts on his red suit or his black suit and red tie.
I hope
that would be
I hope it's a Craig game, because Daniel Craig's James Bond is a psychopath.
It is.
Oh yeah.
He would be the perfect one for, like, it would be the perfect twist of, oh, by the way, you're in a video game. Where it's like, you're doing horrible, horrible things, and it's like, you killed every single person on this level. And at the end of the game, it's just like, James, we're gonna fucking put you down, you monster.
I thought you meant, like, Daniel Craig gets sucked into the video game.
So it's not James Bond, it's actually Daniel Craig.
Yeah, he's gotta, like, go through all of his roles.
That was my first thought on it when you said it was a prequel. It's just like, can we just get footage of Daniel Craig living his life? And then it's like, oh, now he's 007.
Now he's breaking all the bones in his body.
I am interested to see what they do with that, though, because Daniel Craig's not doing Bond anymore. This is going to be his last movie. Obviously, that's just a movie. I guess they could maybe be like, hey, we'll pay you some money to just come in and do like a voice or something. Like, we'll just scan your face and we'll do like stunt doubles for like the actual acting, and you can just do the voice.
Only
he did the voice in the other games.
Only if there is an unlockable mode where he speaks like the detective from Knives Out.
Oh my god, that'd be great. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they do their own little actor as Bond, like someone else. They just go out and get someone else, or if they are waiting until they cast the next Bond. But that seems way too soon. Like, they usually give some time between Bonds, so like, I don't think that's going to happen. I imagine.
Well, they're not having a new Bond, right? I thought the new 007 is the lady that's in No Time to Die.
No,
she's just
she is the new 007.
Yeah,
like that's like she's 007, but she's not James Bond.
So future movies are still gonna have a James Bond.
Yes, that's the idea.
Oh, okay.
Because the Broccoli's, the family that has the Bond IP, they're like, women are not Bond. Like, they're like, we don't care about like race or anything. Anyone can be Bond as long as it's a man. And I forget their reasoning, but like
old white
it kind of made some sense.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was, like, it kind of made some sense. Like, I got what they were saying. They're, like, look, like, the character of Bond is, like, a man. Like, it's always been that way. It's, like, you know, like, Bruce Wayne or whatever it would not be. They said anyone can be 007, but not anyone can be James Bond. I got what they were saying from that. Like, it kind of
Yeah, yeah. I just thought that the next movies were going to be 007 movies and not James Bond movies.
I assume they're just going to have because money.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't think they've said one way or another because I don't think they're thinking that far ahead quite yet. But either way,
they've had time to think. Bond,
I mean, they might. I'm guessing they're waiting for the reaction to this film to decide what direction they're going in, and they've probably got like some loose plans in place to be like, oh, we want it to be either 007 or we want it to be James Bond or perhaps both. But until then, they're just like, let's wait till how many people try and kill us for the film first.
Honestly, the movie looks amazing, but then so did Spectre before it came out. So
yeah, but I trust the people involved with this movie, like the director.
It's the Skyfall director, right? And stuff.
No, that was the guy who did Spectre.
Oh, well, you can fall from grace.
And granted, it sounds like that wasn't his fault. He doesn't disown the movie, but he's talked negatively about his experience with that movie. It sounded like that was a movie that had a release date, and they're like, you have to hit it no matter what.
I don't think it's a
terrible
movie.
I bet he's looking
at
this movie. It's not terrible. I actually don't mind it.
I deeply fall to Skyfall. Purely because he gets his head drilled into, and that's the kind of like, that's the shit that I just can't watch. And for the rest of it,
weird,
I was like
right?
feeling queasy, and it's just like, well, I'm not enjoying this anymore. I can't
in
even
that
eat the
scene,
popcorn.
In that scene, they're like, we're going to drill into your head, and you won't remember anything. And I think they successfully drill into a part, but James Bond is like, no, I remember everything, bitch.
He's like, I'm James Bond. What the fuck? You think I'm a robot?
I've got
memory. Thing is, like, they're going to do a brain scan of him, and it's just going to reveal that he's like got no brain activity, and it's like, how the fuck are you alive? And it's just
that's
like,
that's
my
secret.
My
I have no.
He's powered by pure testosterone.
This man refuses
die. I bet the guy who did Spectre, because since he was so like, he was on a timetable where, like, you have to hit this release date no matter what. I bet he's looking at this movie and he's like, what the fuck? Like,
oh, what Sam I Mendes. Could have done with the years.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to talk about people playing PlayStation 5 games on their Game Boy?
What?
What?
Yeah. So there's a YouTuber called The Retro Future. And using two different video adapters, he managed to successfully get the video signal from a PS5 over to a Game Boy Advanced and played Sackboy A Big Adventure on that tiny 240p screen.
Why?
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't even know what to say to that, really, but people do weird things. Like, people are very crafty with that stuff. I wrote an article a couple months ago about a guy who played Doom on a pregnancy test.
Oh, yeah.
That was interesting.
You know that was a lie, right, Cade?
Well, it wasn't like, there's like some manipulation there. It's not like he is like, it was really just using the screen.
Yeah.
It's not
same with the Game Boy.
The pregnancy test is not running. Yeah, it's just a screen, which isn't that impressive, I guess, but you know, it's somewhat cool.
Digital pregnancy tests are like the biggest lie ever. They're just normal pregnancy tests with a screen on them, and they charge like 5 times the price.
Yeah, there's really no reason why you would. I mean, I'm not a. I don't actively go out and buy pregnancy tests.
I thought you had
if
a collection.
I had to buy one, I'd be like, I think I have one under my sink, and that's it. But
for emergency.
Just in case he gets pregnant.
For emergencies.
Other news we've got. PS5 was the biggest PlayStation launch ever.
That's not surprising given
more
that
people are playing games nowadays.
I was a little surprised because I remember the PS2 like selling out like crazy, like you couldn't get one. But then you can't get a PS5.
No, I think.
But then also, Sony did lose like 4 million units because their processors were not made properly.
Yeah, but I think
really?
People just want.
Yeah, I think they had like poor yield issues. I think Tom Warren said it was 4 million that got fucked.
I thought they came out and said that that wasn't true.
Yeah, but there were multiple different sources saying it was true.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know. I mean, it's always one of those things where, like, there's...
It's he said, she said. Saying,
yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, like, I feel like I'm more likely to believe Sony just because, like, if they say that it isn't true, but it is, like, there must be something legally, like, they can't say that. But I don't know. I guess if they're not releasing those consoles, if they are...
I don't know, because Xbox multiple times have been like, here's a thing, and then people go... That's not a thing, and they go, but it is a thing. Or they go, that's not a thing, true. And then people go,
that's true.
It is a thing.
You make a good point.
PR will be.
Yeah, that's very true.
Especially when it comes to Sony Interactive Entertainment CEO Jim Ryan, who we'll talk about a lot.
He'll say some things. Yeah, I definitely won't argue that. The success of this launch is no surprise. One, driven a lot by scalpers, of course.
Yep. Isn't there a scalper that has 3,500 PS5s and they can't get rid of
that's
them?
That's fucking Jesus ridiculous. Christ. That's ridiculous. How do you, I hope like, that like he has to sell those at retail price or lower.
As a company, though, how do you not just put in place a system to be like, are you a store buying consoles? Yes, no. Are you a person? Stop trying to buy so many fucking consoles.
I think it's because... Yeah. When online stores open their pre-orders, if people can't get in because of a CAPTCHA, then they're going to be fucking pissed.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it would be better for them, because then they're more like, there's more chance of them getting a PS5 if everyone has to go through that.
Yeah.
But they'll get mad because they'll be like, oh, it's your fault I didn't type it in right.
Yeah. There are some places that are like only one per person, but I think a lot of these the scalpers are not doing it like it that. Like, the bots are like creating accounts on the fly.
Got in there before a lot of, because like I'm sure the retail stores like Game and stuff over here do one per person, but they're already encountering the supply issues. So
yeah,
that's like a more of a response than having them.
I mean,
we've
got stores over here where people won't be getting their PS5s until next year.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Well, I say over here, it's like in Northern Ireland, so
it's such a fucked up situation, and everyone's like, well, Sony doesn't care because they're still making the money. It's like, no, they do, and they probably should, or they should, and they probably do care because they're not making money off the console.
Yeah,
that's the thing people
they
don't
sell
usually
the console
get.
At a loss, usually, don't they? Like,
yeah.
And
Sony especially, if they've got to sell that, they're selling the digital edition for, how much is it in America?
Yeah.
$399.99?
It's $400,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ, that's cheap.
Yeah, which is like, so, that's the case, like, why get a Series S when you can get a full-ass PS5?
Yeah. Be mean to my little Series S.
I'm not being mean, I'm just saying, if it doesn't have the games and the main feature of the console isn't working, and it's $100 less, obviously, to a lot of people, like, even to, like, to me, $100 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so, like, I wouldn't just go out and get a PS5 because my ecosystem is Xbox. Mm. But...
Yeah.
I mean, there is a case for that is like a full PS5, not half a Series X. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
There's a different business model. And I'm entirely unsurprised that they sold out the way they have done, because it feels like the true next-gen console. As much as I love the Series S and the Series X and what they can do, there's no real exclusives or big selling items that are just like, this is why you need to get a new console.
Yeah, there's a newness to the PlayStation 5 that there isn't with the Xbox Series X. I mean, obviously it's a new console, but you know, everyone who gets one, if you don't have a really good TV, I wouldn't say really good, but like a good TV, you're not gonna probably be like, yeah, this is great. Like, I know a lot of people who are just college students, and I'm like, you have a 1080p TV. And it's like 32 inches. That thing is not going to do you that many favors. Like, yeah, games will probably run better and it'll be faster. But like, do you want to spend $500 just so load screens are faster? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like all of these people screaming at Digital Foundry. They're like, oh, the game looks like it's got like a tuft of grass missing. It's like, most of you won't notice it, especially while you're playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's something that I don't fucking care. As long as the game does look good overall, like, I don't care about a piece of grass missing. Especially if you don't notice that while you're playing, because you don't have the PlayStation 5 version running up next to you, you're not going to notice
it. You're playing your version. You'll never, like, the chances of somebody who is not working at Game Informer actively sat there with both versions open. It's just I can understand, like, everyone wants the best version, but it's not going to work.
Yeah, but I mean, especially when it comes to, like, I guess we can move on to the Series X performance problems. Well, I mean, I wouldn't really call them performance problems, since the games are running, like, a lot better than last-gen stuff, and they're looking a lot nicer as well.
Mm.
But people are upset at the discrepancies between PS5 performance and Xbox Series X performance. And I feel like there is a very clear explanation that people aren't talking about. And we found out this week that Xbox delayed the manufacturing of both of their consoles so they could get RDNA 2.0 features on their SoC that aren't available on PS5. And I don't know if anyone's noticed this, but none of those features are being used at all. Like, none of them. We haven't had a single game use that Xbox Velocity architecture.
Mm.
It's like, we don't even know what it is, really.
But, I mean, that's right? That's the kind of thing why it doesn't feel like a true next-gen launch, almost.
Yeah, it's like they've got these next-gen features that no game takes advantage of.
Yeah,
and a lot of them won't take advantage of. If PS5 don't use it, I can't see every dev going out of their way to, like, create games around these AMD features that, the let's be honest, the most popular console doesn't have.
I mean, it doesn't even feel like we're gonna get games that use all these features until the previous gen is completely dead and gone.
Yeah,
because, like, even Halo Infinite, which you would think was gonna be a huge grabbing title, was initially gonna be just launched as a next gen port of it, basically.
Yeah, so we talked about this.
Unless they've spent this time to really, like, put in all of the features that are going to make it worthwhile to have a next-gen console, it's like, even this headline game isn't going to sell the console. It's just going to be another thing to play on it.
Yeah, we talked before about how, like, when we watched the Xbox Game Showcase, about how Halo Infinite is an Xbox One game, and people need to stop pretending that it isn't an Xbox One game. And, like, ray tracing was announced as, like, coming after launch. And it's like, just delay the game. If a core feature of your game isn't going to be there. And thankfully they did. But I feel like it's... Microsoft probably shouldn't have launched their console before Sony.
Yeah.
Though they probably needed to.
Yeah, I think it becomes a thing of, like, they started manufacturing these things in the summer. And so I would imagine that started, because I think some people said theirs was, like, because you can check the manufacturer date on the console.
Yeah.
I think some people said theirs was in June. So that was before we saw a Halo
Infinite. Yeah, Halo Infinite was running on a PC.
Yeah.
And that's probably because they couldn't run it on an Xbox. They didn't have one.
So,
yeah.
Well, they likely had
some. Yeah, they have, like, dev kits and all that. Like, they could have run it, you know, at something that looks like a Series X or whatever. But the process for making the consoles had already begun by the time they had delayed Halo Infinite. So there was no way, they can't just have those things sitting on the shelf. That's just not good. So they had to release it, basically. It was unfortunate. Like, everything that could have gone wrong for Xbox kind of went wrong.
Well, it's like Sony and Microsoft were playing, like that. They were like playing tag or whatever, like, about release dates and price. And it's like, we always knew Microsoft was going to go first. It's the same reason they do at E3. It's because, like, the PlayStation is more popular, and if the PlayStation launches first, then that next-gen hype isn't really there for Xbox. But Xbox, being the underdog at the moment, you know, maybe they will, like, overtake them, possibly. But they need to go first. As the as the underdog, you need to go first. Otherwise, you aren't really gonna make an impact for the start of next gen.
Yeah, if the PlayStation 5 was like announced and revealed and launched first, I think especially the Series S wouldn't stand a chance.
Oh, like, fuck no. Not if people can go...
It would just be decimated to be like, oh, so this console's $100, £100 cheaper. That's really cool. But it is basically just an upgraded like current-gen console. Why would we buy that? We could spend a little bit more, have actual exclusive games...
Yep.
Like exclusivity periods with other games, and also just a fully next gen console.
Yeah, it's Xbox is they're fighting a very hard battle with their whole more consumer friendly approach, the idea of things are cheaper, we're giving options, it's all great, but I think people are just like, I just want games, man. Like, I don't care about any of this other stuff. I just want the actual games. And they're like, but we got Game Pass. And it's like, but, and granted, there are cool games on Game Pass and it does let you discover new things. And I do really like Game Pass, but everyone's just like, okay, that's cool. But what is my next big game that I want to play for a while?
I think the turning point is ZeniMax. And the next big.
Depending on what Microsoft allows Xbox to do with that.
Yeah, whatever comes out next, if it's an exclusive, if it's whatever they do with it, that is the like the turning point of, oh, I should have bought an Xbox, or I'm going to buy an Xbox.
Yeah.
And there's nothing on the horizon. Like, even Deathloop is still the PS5 timed exclusive. And it's like, why? They always compartmentalize it against a PC. So even like...
I think
even the stuff I would play on console is an exclusive. It's like, oh, I can also play it on PC. Well, that's where I'm going.
And granted, some people like myself, I'm like, I don't really care. Like, that doesn't bother me because I don't want to go and tinker with PCs.
Yeah, like, me too. It's like I always have issues. Like, backwards compatibility is great because back when I could play it on a mouse and keyboard, I remember I think the last game I bought was SWAT 4. Which was a game I was really looking forward to play, and it just didn't work. Yeah, and I was like, oh, why isn't it working? And people were like, oh, it's working fine for me. And I was like, oh, well, that's great.
You have to like do like 85 Google searches until you find like a really obscure gaming forum. Like, well, if you do this and you change your fucking fan, your computer, and you do this weird hack, like you install this program, you'll get it to work. Yeah.
And then you do it, and then it doesn't fucking work.
And then you're like, okay, cool. So now I've probably broken my computer just trying to get this game to work, and I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, it's like to get Fallout New Vegas to work properly, you got to like. Go into your task manager and like stop it from using most of your CPU, otherwise it'll crash.
What?
Yeah, it can only use 2 cores, I think.
Interesting.
So if you've got a modern CPU, it's like nope.
Just like the holy grail of PCs, because I so
well because it's old enough.
don't you be mean to my girl.
It's old enough so that the old games work, but it's new enough for that some of the new games work.
Basically, yes. But yeah, it's like it's right on the sweet spot of just apparently things work on it. So I very rarely get crashes, which is great because it means my experience of it is super good. But it's like entirely unrepresentative of 99% of actual PC ownership, where it's just like, ah, something is broken. What could it be?
Is that why you haven't upgraded your PC in 4 years?
I'm just very poor.
Fair enough, me too. I saw everyone like for next gen, they were like, oh, here's the massive TV I bought, and here's the massive sound bar. And it's like,
sorry.
No, it wasn't you. It was like, although you did buy a TV as well. Yeah, you know what? Nah, fuck you. But I was there like,
so all my stuff just looks like shit still.
Apparently, my TV's got HDR, but my TV won't let me turn it on anything. So I might as well not have it. Also, the brightness on my TV is bollocks. So it is 4K, but I do have to close the curtains if I want to watch something in the daylight. if it's like, I was watching The Invisible Man earlier, and I just have the light bulb on, and which I used the disc drive on the Xbox Series X for, and
nice.
It looks amazing in 4K. If I turn the lights
good,
down,
I just bought it.
It's such a good movie, man.
It's very good.
Movie podcast.
I do like that movie. I haven't watched it in 4K yet. I'm very excited.
It's got bonus features on the 4K disc. The first time I've ever seen that.
Well, I haven't watched anything in 4K.
There's a few of those.
What was that, Alex?
I haven't watched anything in 4K because the only 4K screen I've had, they took back because I was a shit and took so long to review it.
Was that the Zen book thing?
Yeah, that was the... No, it was the Asus Zephyrus Zen Duo.
Yeah, it had the folding screen.
Yeah, it was a beautiful thing.
So good. How about we talk about Cyberpunk? They've done something. Got the note, Cyberpunk.
What have they done?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
They did something. They got some customizable teeth. I don't fucking know.
What?
Yeah, you could customize your teeth for that character that you play in first person. Kate, are you excited?
I hope you can see the teeth.
You'll see the teeth in mirrors.
There better be in like an in-mouth cam where you just get to see your teeth.
Ew.
I don't know why I've written Cyberpunk.
What were you going to ask
me? Oh, shit. I was going to ask you if you were excited about Cyberpunk.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited. Like, that's always been like a game that to me is like, if they can do it right, it's something that I've like always wanted. You know, like it's one of those games where it's like, man, if I could make a game with all the money in the world and the best team, it would be like this. And like Cyberpunk is very close to that idea for me in terms of like,
I don't think they can do it right. I'm really concerned.
I don't know. Like, I am too. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, they have a lot going up against them. I'm trying to keep my stuff in perspective. Like, I'm like, look, if it doesn't meet that high standard to me, like, that's okay. Like, that's just the great, like, that's what it looks like to me, but I'm not expecting it to be that way. Because I don't want to be let down. I think there are some people who are like, it's going to be the best thing ever, and they're going to be really disappointed, because I don't think it's going to be a bad game, but how do you reach that level of success after a 7-year development and years of marketing and marketing and marketing and so much marketing, and after The Witcher 3
and after, you know, the like delays that's... as well, where you now have people even more rabid than when it was first like meant to release.
Well, people are playing it already.
Like, what?
Yeah
the PS4 copy of the game has leaked around.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and here's a fun thing. Apparently the PS5 disc is just the PS4 version. Downloads and updates.
There is no PS5 version right now.
There's no PS5 disc?
Not that I know.
It'll probably just be
because...
an update, though, where you just have the disc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like...
The idea right now is that they are just releasing Xbox One, PS4, and PC, and both the console versions, they can be put into the new consoles and they will get a upgrade. They have comparison videos out there right now.
Oh, really?
Like,
they've shown
here's
some...
what it looks like running on backwards compatible.
Yeah, yeah.
They've shown some of the gameplay trailers where it switches between them.
Yeah, that's the new story I got up. And it was really weird because the Xbox Series X version is just listed as Xbox Series X, but then the PS5 version, which is obviously enhanced compared to the PS4 Pro. Was that a hiccup, Cade?
Yeah, sorry.
the PS5 version, which is still an upgrade over the PS4 Pro version, is listed specifically as being via backward compatibility.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. There will be a proper next-gen version, they said.
Yeah,
like, they'll
year?
Be doing like an upgrade. Yeah, I think it's next year, along with The Witcher 3 is getting one as well.
Yeah.
So... I mean, people who want to wait can, but like, it's going to be good on these backward compatible versions too. They've done some work to make sure it's optimized. Yeah.
I did notice that the One X performance was a bit rocky.
Yep, not going to be playing on that one, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no point to ever play on that One X again.
Yeah,
no, really. I'm probably going to do some tests on it. Like, I'm going, I requested a review copy and they asked me what I wanted to do with it. I'm like, well, I want to review the game, but also I was like, I'll probably do like a comparison between the 1X and Series X version of the game, since it's the same code. So that'll be something interesting to
thank
look
god
at,
the save but, is gonna carry over. Oh, load times are gonna be a bitch on that, aren't they?
Oh yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. That's the one thing I'm most interested in, because they, like I said, they have comparison videos, but you don't. It's just like small snippets of gameplay. Yeah. You don't have like load times. I'm like, what are the load times gonna look like on this thing? Like, are they gonna be crazy? Because I imagine they will be.
And it's just every time I see more of it, I care about it so much less. Especially like after all the shit that CD Projekt have
done. I care more about the world. I think the more I see of it, the more the world is shaping up to be just a really nice time. Like, if you spend a couple hours,
it looks like a horrible time to be around in.
Nah, it looks like a great time.
What? No, this everyone's shooting each other, and everyone's like a stereotype.
As a place to live, it looks pretty shit. But like, as an RPG world, it looks interesting to play in.
Did they take out the spider legs?
Yes, they did.
What?
Yeah, they said that they were design issues
because it didn't work very well, or like I'm assuming it fucked with their level design and like philosophy.
Yeah, I think they've still got the spider arms to like kill people with, but they don't grab to walls anymore.
Yeah, you can't like scale walls, as far as I know.
Huh. Which is the only reason I wanted to play it, really.
I didn't even know that existed. Like,
it was in the first gameplay reveal.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. Yeah. I guess I just completely forgot about it.
I assume it was news that was a bit that got taken out. But
I remember, Alex, the time when me and you, I snuck you into that room to play the dev room of Marvel's Avengers back when that was a game that we were excited for.
I got code for that in the Series S packet of like games to play.
Yeah, but the next gen version isn't out till next year.
I have not even redeemed it.
Oh, give it to me.
Neither have I.
Give it to me.
It's just like,
you don't have it?
I don't want it. It's shit.
I'll play it next year when the next gen version comes out.
Alright,
I wanna see Hulk's 4K nipples. but just before we got into that, I snuck another friend into the Cyberpunk showing.
At E3?
No, this was at EGX.
In London.
I think it was the same demo, but it was like a week later.
Yes, you said it was the same demo as a previous thing. Like,
well, we sat in the front row. And I saw, like, obviously it was pre-release, so there were a lot of issues, but we both came out of that thing saying, oh, is that it? I didn't think it was impressive at all.
It's like, even the combat that we've seen in gameplay, like the melee combat especially, looks just not very good.
They did say that they were, the day one patch, I believe, has a different melee combat system, because they said they weren't happy with
they
where
made
it
a
was.
Whole new system.
I think so, because it was when was the first press preview, like the playable one, that was like a couple months ago.
It was like
right?
August or something like that. July or August, I think.
They said that they weren't happy with where the melee combat was and they were redoing it,
right?
Which is worrying.
I don't envy those people. Yeah, like, it again, that doesn't look great to me. But at the same time, like, do I play this game as a melee game? No. Like, it's a shooter first and foremost, probably. Like, it's
an RPG. You can do what you want.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is, right. That is a fair criticism. Like, I'm not knocking it as, like, a thing that people shouldn't address. But at the same time, like, how many of us are going to go around punching the shit out of people? Like, it's like in Fallout, like, that game's pretty fun, but like, I don't play
in-depth
it to go
melee
punch
combat.
People in the face.
I mean, to be honest, like, as an RPG, how many RPG games actually have a good combat system outside of one specific style?
Yeah, like, they don't usually.
Yeah, you have one that's like designed for, like Fallout has guns and stuff that
feel okay,
and then everything else is just like, this is shit. And it feels like, I don't know if it's just because I do a billion Stealth Archer playthroughs in Skyrim, but it feels like that is the way to play the game, where everything works, and the rest of it is like, here's some jank we found, enjoy yourself.
RPGs don't have good combat systems.
Yeah.
That's just about, like a big RPG.
Mm.
Yeah.
They just
I mean,
don't
Witcher
have
it. The Witcher 3 was alright, I thought.
Yeah, Witcher 3 is good, but that really only has one combat style.
That's
it's
the thing.
Swords.
Like, there's no stealth. So, there's no.
And even then, they like redid it, right? Like a couple of months after it came out, they redid everything.
Did they not play?
Yeah, there's now two options. There's like original and updated.
Is that not just because it was like such a change in the series, or did they actually change?
No. After release of The Witcher 3, a new version of like fighting came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it seems to be a trend.
I mean, do we expect the same thing to happen in Cyberpunk, where it's just like you did a bit of a shitter with the combat? Please fix.
The guns don't look great. So.
Oh no! I think it's not even just the guns. Like the AI looks a little bit.
Yeah, well, I noticed that when we saw it, it's like AIs were just running into walls and like staying there, and I was like, oh my god. And it was worse because they put it on like a massive screen.
Yes, they display those things very big. I think the shooting looks good, and I like the hacking and stuff, because like there was one, like, I don't if we saw the same demo, there was like he goes into a gym or something, and there's a guy boxing with a robot, and he can like hack the robot or something, and the robot kills the guy.
Hack the
it was
world.
Really cool.
It's like Watch Dogs, but first person.
It's like Watch Dogs, but good. and the paths you can take in combat are interesting to me. Like, I remember, like, in the gameplay demo, I think, right? Like, you could, like, there was, like, a thing he could do where he could, like, shoot through the wall.
Yeah.
He could, like, see where people were through the wall, and he could shoot through the wall and kill them and stuff like that.
I'm guessing that's still a thing, since they haven't announced that they took it
out. Yeah, I imagine so. That sounds like something that is not easy, but, you know, they can do it. Mm-hmm. There's enough there that, like, if the melee combat is weak, like if the rest of the game is good, then I'm like, all right, whatever, I can look.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if it's a game even attempting to be focused around melee combat. Like, it might have one or two weapons.
It probably won't be.
But I can only imagine it's like if you end up melee attacking people, it's because you're in stealth and you're like doing takedowns, or it's part of what we've seen in the gameplay trailers, I think, where it looks to be like a fight ring, so maybe like a side activity.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think like you're going to be fighting a lot of dudes with guns. The actual chance to run at them and stab them is going to be pretty Fallout-esque.
Yeah, I'd say like the only game that really did like both good melee combat and good shooting was probably Sleeping Dogs, but that wasn't like a massive RPG with different weapons and stuff.
I like Red Dead Redemption 2's. Like, I'm a sucker for that game, so forgive me.
It's okay. I know.
The gunplay in that game and the melee in that game is really good, which is surprising because Rockstar usually has very shitty melee combat where like you'll just like hit the air and you'll hit the guy somehow. Like you'll hit like next to his face and it's like buh, 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 and it's like, what is happening?
We are both on separate like ends of the spectrum. I thought Red Dead Redemption 2's combat was shockingly poor.
Well, I for one love it, but part of the reason I like the melee combat is because like I think it's partially animation based and stuff. Like you're grabbing on it, people, you're slamming their head against the wall. It's like contextual and stuff, and there's more.
I think you've got some pent up rage.
I do. I just like I like I don't like because like from coming from like GTA 5 and Red Dead Redemption 1, where like the combat is just like kind of loose in terms of the melee. It's like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. It's like nothing. It's just fucking weak. And then you go into Red Dead Redemption 2 and you're tackling people and you're getting on top of them and you're choking them and then you're smashing their face in, and it's very violent and it's very brutal. And I sound like there's something wrong with me, but like it's just like when I'm playing a game like that and I got this big brute of a guy, I want to feel like his punches deal some damage and that he can really overtake someone, not just with a gun, but he can really mess them up by hitting them in the face.
But they don't.
You scared of me?
They don't have the San Andreas stomp where you can just stomp on people really quickly over and over
again.
True.
It's true.
So with Cyberpunk out of the way, we have Jim Ryan to talk about. My least favorite person.
What's he
at
done
the moment.
This time?
Well, no, there's a lot of people I don't like, but out of the big games people, no. Maybe, no, Randy Pitchford is probably above him. So do you remember a couple of weeks ago when Jim Ryan was like, oh, Game Pass, that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now apparently PlayStation is news to come regarding their Game Pass competitor. And I believe Jim Ryan in the past was like, who wants to play old games on new systems? That doesn't make any sense. And now PlayStation is probably one of the best backwards compatibility things we've seen in a while, considering like the Switch doesn't have backwards compatibility.
Hmm.
So, what's the thing? Yeah, originally like people thought that PlayStation Plus Collection was their Game Pass alternative, but it looks like that's...
Kind of.
Looks like that's not what it is. So apparently Jim Ryan said there is news to come, but just not today. And then he says, we have PlayStation Now, which is our subscription service.
Fuck you.
And that is available in a number of markets.
No, not the same. I do like the PlayStation Plus collection. It's limited right now. I'm sure they'll add on to it over time. And right now it's just PS4 games, obviously.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy, you know, being able to download like Days Gone. Like a lot of these games I already have, but there are other games that some people don't have. Like probably, you know, especially if you're coming from Xbox and you're getting a PS5 and you didn't play PS4 games, being able to play God of War, The Last of Us, Days Gone, I think one of the Uncharted games is on there. And other stuff, and Batman Arkham Knight.
Is The Last of Us 2 in there?
No. Oh.
What about Ghosts?
Too recent. No, too recent. I think the most recent game on there, at least from the exclusive front, is Days Gone, which was 2019. So none of those games, I imagine they'll probably come eventually. I wouldn't put it past them if they put them out next year, maybe. Unless they do like a PS5 version of those games.
Days Gone has like a PS5 version, right? Or like a PS5 update.
It's like a PS5 like patch kind of thing. It's not like a PS5 SKU, right? Like it's just like you get the enhancements of like kind of like Cyberpunk, right? And it's actually really good. It's probably like I kind of shit on Days Gone when it came out because it was buggy and it was ugly. And I did like the game.
I've seen the 4K 60 stuff. It's still kind of ugly.
No, I actually think it looks great. Like I wrote in my review, I was like, this is like definite. Like there's some things that just can't be fixed, right? Like there's some things that you just are like, this is just the game. Like that's how it is. But it does a lot of work to make this game look really nice, like in terms of, especially looking back at when I did the review, there's a point in the game where your character gets this horrible burn on his arm. I think it's a burn. And so it's really, you know, gnarly looking. And when I reviewed the game, there's a couple times where it does close-ups on it in cutscenes and stuff. And the textures were blurred on it. It was basically just like you could barely see it. Like it was just like, what the fuck?
So it just hadn't loaded in properly.
Yeah, and it just like wouldn't load in properly. And there was all sorts of cases of this. Like I wish I could, you know, go back and I very vaguely remember some stuff. But it was like stuff just didn't load in right, or it was just like really weird looking. All of that is fixed now, thankfully. And I'm not sure if that's just from patching on PS4
they
or if that
have,
is PS5
They
stuff.
Have given that game so much support. I think right now it is like the only game that supports every feature of like the PlayStation controller. Like I think it has the adaptive trigger stuff. And I think...
Right. On PS5?
Yeah. But it's also got...
It might.
It's also got gyro aiming. It uses the touchpad for the map, I think.
Yeah,
And it's got the new motion rumble stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is literally the only game that supports every PlayStation controller feature.
Yeah, and even like when you go into, there's like little audio logs you can find when you pick those up, it plays it out of the speaker on the controller. You can turn it off. I usually do. But I mean, it's still like if you're interested in that, you can have that. There's a lot of cool stuff with that game. Like they've done a good job of really making it feel nice and fresh again, because it's a game I've always wanted to go back to, but I just had such a bad experience with it the first time. I'm like, I don't think I really want to go back, but I had a reason to, and I did, and I'm kind of glad that I did, and I'll probably continue to play it a little bit more, because I do enjoy playing it on PS5.
It's got so many zombies on screen.
Honestly, I haven't seen that many. I went to go, like, there are these hordes that you go clear out, and I'm like, there's a shockingly low level of zombies in these hordes. I don't know if it's just because of the areas I'm in, but like, I'm sure there are more zombies. I'm just not going to the right places, because I'm in like the end game where I've already done like a lot of the big stuff.
I remember that E3 reveal, and it was like, oh, cool, this game has loads of zombies. And then when it came out, cool. People were like, there's a lot of driving, and that's most of the game.
Yeah, there's a lot of driving, but they still, I don't know if it's, you know, one-to-one with that E3 demo, but there are still, like, a lot of zombies.
It's not like
if you go to that...
It's not like Dead Rising numbers, but they are, like, a lot more detailed than Dead Rising, so...
Yeah, and if you go to that area that's in the E3 demo, there is a horde there, and it's crazy. And you can set up traps and, like, kind of train them through very specific areas and do interesting things with them. It's a cool game. Like, I think what I'm more excited by is they've gotten it to look like this on PS5 with just the fucked up version of the game.
Yeah.
Imagine the sequel where they know what they did wrong. They can look back and learn lessons, and they can do everything, and they have the PS5 now. I think that the sequel to this game, which is inevitable.
More Days Gone.
Is More Days Gone? Yeah. Weeks Gone is what they'll call it.
Oh, that's a good one.
That game is going to look cool. It's going to play great. I think it's going to be very special. I'm actually really looking forward to that, as long as that does happen. I'm sure it will.
Honestly, but, so many people are like, oh, why do we need next gen? Like, games look good. It's like, yeah, but games might look good now, but in like 4 years' time, they will look so much better.
Yeah, like imagine, like, look back at the start of the PS3. The PS4, and compare it to something like The Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah.
Or The Ghost of Tsushima.
Killzone looks very nice. Those games
Yeah, it does. But, like, there's other games, like, I don't even know.
I think,
what
like,
else came
even
out
with games looking good at the moment, it's stuff like complexity that goes up a lot.
Yeah, so, it's like,
games
that's
like
the thing.
Killzone can look good, but then if you compare that to Ghost of Tsushima, so much more stuff is going on. And there's a lot more like elements that come together to make it look nice. And that's like another thing we have to look forward to. And I think just ray tracing in general as well is...
Oh, I don't know if you've seen the ray trace shadows in Black Ops, but I watched that Digital Foundry comparison. I was like, oh my god, they look so good. Like everything is shadowed properly. And I think that is something... because we don't know what ray tracing Halo Infinite's gonna have, but I hope it's the shadows, because that would make everything look so much better.
Black Ops Cold War is a good looking game, like, across the board. There's a level in Vietnam where you get on a helicopter and you take off and you kind of fly over a body of water while the sun is rising in the distance, and it is gorgeous. Like, it is just
does it
beautiful.
Have licensed, like, music?
Yeah.
Oh,
thank
god.
Playing the song.
Oh fuck, they were not playing the song. I know you're talking about, they weren't playing any Rolling Stones or anything, but they were playing like a really good song. I forget what it was. I'm trying to think, but it's a cool moment.
Can you,
like,
sing it for us?
My biggest I don't remember, honestly. I don't remember. My biggest pet peeve with that whole game is they will use like snippets of a song, but they will never play the entire song or like which really bothers me.
You gotta Shazam it. Is that still a thing?
Pretty much.
Does Shazam still work?
I actually used it the other day for something. I forget what it was.
Oh my god.
They like the game opens up with Spirit in the Sky, but you only hear like a bit of the guitar, and then it cuts into like Black Ops music. I'm like, ah, I want to hear the rest of that, like, because it was like really cool. Woods and Hudson and Mason all pull up in a car listening to the Stroke Men. You know the song I'm talking about?
Nope.
Okay.
But I'll remember that for the rest of my life.
Let me see if I can find it.
Which isn't long,
Yeah, The Stroke by Billy Squire.
Yep.
Nope. Okay. I'll put a link in. Is there a chat?
I have no idea how Zoom works.
But here it is. It's a good song. You'll know when you hear it if you get to like the chorus. But essentially, the game does a lot of like licensed music, but never like long enough. I'm like, could have been a cool moment if you had just kept with it. I think it's probably because they're like, people are gonna live stream this game or do let's plays, so we don't want to like go over what's fair use. So they're just like, we'll just keep it like in the snippets, which is whatever, I guess.
I think that's everything I wrote down. So unless either of you have something you desperately need to talk about.
Not that I know of.
No, not that I know of either.
Me neither. I guess there's emulation on the Xbox consoles, but
that's... Who cares about that?
Me, but I don't care enough to talk about it. Well, I think we might as well just wrap it up since we've been going for nearly 2 hours. So,
right, yeah.
So, Cade, where can people find you and all of your work?
At GameZone.com. We got a PlayStation 5 review up right now, and we'll have an Xbox Series X review up this week. And I'm also on Twitter at Cade_Onder, CADE_ONDER.
You can find him talking about chicken tendies and how young he is, rubbing it in all of our faces.
I am full of youth.
For a little bit longer. Alex.
For a little bit longer.
Alex, where can they find you?
At MS Power User, the place that we live, and also Twitter at Control Alex, CTRLALX.
And you can find me. Also on MS Power User, our Xbox Series X review is coming next week as well. There we go. Maybe I'll write mine up, and then I'll wait until Cade publishes his, and then I'll publish it at the exact same time. So you can find us on mspowerusr.com, mspowerusr.com/gaming, and you can find me specifically at Lewis_D_White, where I will tweet about nothing important.
So you're one step away from me where I just tweet nothing.
Yeah, I haven't seen you tweet anything. Cade tweets like 100 times a day. I don't know how he does it.
Alrighty. I know I do. It's the problem. I'm like, are people annoyed by this?
No. No, not at all. It's just like...
I think that's called using Twitter correctly, but
yeah, I don't care for it. It is a thing, right? If people like... If you have people like your tweets, then they see more of your tweets. So the more you tweet... the more chance you'll have of someone liking a tweet, and then the more chance they'll have of seeing your other tweets.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
I don't know that.
That's definitely how it works, because I started liking someone's tweets, and then I see them all the time.
Yeah.
It's your tweets, Cade. It probably is. It's not. I don't like Cade's tweets. Of course. Anyway, that's been the end of the MS Power User Gamescast. Like, follow, subscribe, and all that bullshit. If you've listened this far, they haven't. Bye.
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 How the fuck do people end a podcast?